Thank you, Tom. Appreciate the opportunity to come here today and talk about a new herbicide, Anthem Flex, that we've been looking at in cotton for the last couple of years. First of all, I want to thank my tech service counterparts, Rusty Mitchell, Don Johnson, and Craig Heim. Okay, Anthem Flex is essentially a mixture of peroxisulfone and carfentrazone. Hope to launch this later this year post-direct. Initially, it was thought of as a pre- and post-directed herbicide for weed control and especially Palmer amaranth resistance management in cotton. 2011 to 2013, we looked at this product. I came on in 2012, came on to FMC in 2012, and inherited this project. We had good overall weed control across most use rates in cotton. We even had relatively good crop safety across many locations. Last year, we had one blip, so to speak. We had one location that had some minor injury, but it did not show up in yield. So it really was looking good up till 2014. In fact, we also did some preliminary work looking at variety susceptibility and saw that there are differences in variety susceptibility with regards to crop safety. We also had programs in 2012 and 2013 looking at crop safety for post-direct and lay-by applications, and had good crop safety there where the material did not come into contact with green tissue. And again, that's the AIM component there that was doing the work. So with that in mind, with the success that we saw with the herbicide in 2011 through 2013, our objectives last year were to evaluate pre-crop safety in the Texas high plains, the high pH soils that seem to be quite a few out there. Also, the pre-crop response across varieties as well. We wanted to take that to some of the universities, some of the academics. So, just to recap, we had excellent weed control, residual weed control with Anthem Flex, especially with the driver weed in the south, Palmer amaranth. This is a shot from Proctor, Arkansas, with 63 days after treatment with the high labeled rate. So, again, it was a we had some excellent weed control with this product. Of course, this was a slide I showed the last couple of years here at the Beltwide showing what our plans were going to be for pre. We're really good to go, we thought, so anyway, medium and fine soils for Anthem Flex. We weren't quite sure what we were going to do with sandy loam, probably going to label off of it, but according to those data that we were going to be able to label pre with Anthem Flex. So 2014, here's some of the locations. Again, most of the pre-crop response with 1 and 2X overlap rates in Texas, one in Oklahoma with Todd Bauman, and one in, with Ray Smith in Texas as well. The red stars are the variety screens. Again, most of those with university cooperators, cotton specialists, and weed scientists. So, again, didn't want to do a data dump here in the interest of time, so just to say that we had excessive pre-entry in 2014 in the form of stunning and stand loss. And almost all the trials had high rainfall within about a week after plant, anywhere from 2 to 5 inches. Those were the cases where we seemed to have injury, no doubt from the peroxisulfone component of Anthem Flex. There were differences in crop response across the cotton varieties that were looked at, but each of the university cooperators, they all used different varieties. So in the interest of time today, I didn't want to show those as well. Just to know that we did have some variety response. I'll be showing some of those pictures. Right here, this is from one of the trials from Dr. Wayne Keeling with Texas A&M. And you can see here on the left side here, Caprol labeled rate and the 1X rate of what Anthem Flex would have been pre. You can see crop response both in the case of stunning and also stand loss as well. And also you can see the 2X rate, which would be the overlap rate on the right side. You can see the rate response across the board there. Again, relatively high pH soil. This is a sandy clay loam. One of the points of interest here was that there was a concurrent trial about 50 miles south in La Mesa, Texas, that was on a sandy loam. It was on a more coarse soil texture, and it actually had less injury because it didn't have quite as much rainfall as the site. I think this site had 5 inches. About 6 days after plant, something like that. I think that was one of the big drivers of the injury we saw. This one, I wish I could have gotten to this one a little bit sooner. I think Don Johnson saw this trial sooner. This was 42 days after plant with Dr. Dan Frommy at LSU. And you could see he did one row plots and the 1X rate of Anthem Flex with the phytogen 339. You could see maybe 5%, 10% stunning there compared to the Cotteran. It was a little bit more than that earlier in the season. So you can't see there was a difference in the 339, but the Stoneville 5032 didn't seem to show as much injury to the Anthroflex, the 1X rate. So again, just to show that varieties can make a difference there. And again, this one had 2 inches of rainfall right when that seed was starting to imbibe herbicide solution. So this one was with Mississippi State, Dr. Darren Dodds. This was later, 60 days after plant. Again, looking at Cotteran versus the rate they used was 3 fluid ounces, which was 100 grams of peroxisulfone per hectare. And you can see that there is a height difference there in the Delta Pine 1321. So the stunning showed up even later in the season. However, I will note that the yield, there's no significant difference in yield in these plots. Again, cotton has a way of compensating for that. So, again, a little bit too much injury up front on the front end. And here's a variety of Phytogen 499, perhaps more vigorous variety. Really no difference in height there from the 3 fluid ounces of Anthemflex there. So, again, another point where varieties did show differences in susceptibility to Anthemflex pre. So the key learnings were for pre-applications, rainfall was likely a more significant factor than the soil texture with respect to crop injury. And, again, the more important note as far as our decision-making for what to do with this product, while the rainfall amounts and timings that we did see across the high plains in the Mid-South were unusually high in 2014, especially in the Texas area, they are by no means rare in the Cotton Belt. So this is why we made this decision, at least now, not to go with Anthemflex Pre. As far as path forward, we won't label either pre-plant or PPI, early pre-plant at this time. We're going to go post-direct only, though, especially with that carfentrazone component that's in Anthemflex. And we're going to continue to evaluate crop safety with Anthemflex on core soil as a post-direct treatment at the same time. So as far as where does Anthemflex currently fit? With the recommended amaranthus program in the Mid-South, for example, where you have an early pre-plant with a residual, second application could be your PPI or pre-at-plant with a residual, an early post over the top, which is usually going to be your glyphosate or glufosinate with dual or something similar over the top. There's another residual with an overlapping residual theme you see here, and also the early post-direct lay-by. And again, this one with an early post-direct or lay-by, especially early post-direct with residual component, could be of great value to the cotton grower trying to manage this troublesome weed. So we think Anthemflex is a good fit for that for this strategy. So again, I just really want to quickly go through the 2012-2013 program that we have. We really had no injury due to the peroxisulfone, you know, any root uptake or anything, even on the core soils with Anthemflex. We did get some injury where we had the sloppy post-directing and the carfentrazone getting up on green tissue. Other than that, no issues with yield or anything like that. So all the trials had rainfall irrigation after application, so we feel like that would be a safe application even on the core soils. And again, just a quick rundown of some of the soil types and the locations that we had on there. So several locations with several of the different, even some beach sand, so to speak, that we looked at that. So this is what the label will read. This is the use label for post-direct for Anthemflex. Post-directed or lay-by, again, the medium soil texture is 1.4 to 2.7, and the fine soil texture is 2.7 to 3.8. And right now we have do not apply for core soils, but we're working on that. We're going to look into trying to get that on our label. So as far as some of the fine print for the label, the early post-directed, it really resembles AIM. If you look at the AIM label for carfentrazone, apply to cotton, it's a minimum of 6 inches height. Cotton 6 nodes or less, use a hooded or shielded sprayer to keep contact off the green tissue, again, especially the carfentrazone component. Tank mix with post-emergent herbicides to spike it, so to speak, for some of the broader spectrum grass and broadleaf control. And for lay-by, some of the later post-directs, apply to cotton 12 inches or greater with sufficient bark development, a direct spray solution to the base of the cotton plant for minimal contact to green stem tissue or foliage. And again, you can also tank mix post-emerge herbicides there for better grass or broadleaf weed control. Just a few pictures here. This is from Rusty Mitchell's plots at the Agri Center in Memphis. You can see Cotteran and PowerMax pre, followed by Anthemflex with a little bit of AIM in there, and Roundup PowerMax at lay-by compared to the untreated as a clean treatment. So again, the program approach is where Anthemflex would fit in very well here. And here's some plots from Dr. Tom Barber at Mariana with Cotteran plus Liberty pre with Liberty post, and then going back in at lay-by again with Anthemflex. aim and liberty. And I think this might also be a good early post because of the excellent residual activity that we see with Anthem Flex against some of these weeds, such as Palmer amaranth, that an early post-direct would also be a good option there as well. So again, this has been pushed the last few years, but it's a great idea that to control this weed, especially Palmer pigweed, you need to try to strive for zero tolerance. I've heard it many times when I was with the University of Arkansas from Ken Smith that just one of these plants can cause headaches in the future, so we really need to strive for zero tolerance, and we think Anthem Flex will be a solid tool for that in that arsenal. I want to thank everybody again. Appreciate the opportunity to come here today. I also want to thank university cooperators, various weed specialists and cotton specialists, Tom Barber from University of Arkansas, Dan Frommey, LSU, Darren Dodds, Mississippi State, Todd Bauman from OSU, Dr. Steckel, Larry Steckel from Tennessee, and then Drs. Doe, Trey, Killian, Morgan from Texas A&M, so for the variety work. So, and I appreciate especially their experience in this and having looked at this product and working together as a team and figuring out what to do with this. So well, thank you very much for your insight. So.
Okay. Thanks, Scott. Any questions? Scott, plenty of time for questions? Somebody's got to have a question.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.